Welcome to Wired for Wealth, the podcast for ambitious people with a wild side. If you feel there's way more to your vision for success than just the money, and you want to create a life of financial freedom and fulfillment where joy comes first, then you're in the right place. I'm Abby Rogers, therapist, mentor, and expert on all things mindset, subconscious, and manifestation. And I'm here to help you create anxiety-free, stress-free freedom and wealth that aligns with your soul. Let's dive in. Hello, I am back and it's been a little while, but I've been preparing some very cool stuff behind the scenes for you. So today I want to talk a little bit about manifesting, about consciously creating your dreams, consciously creating your vision for wealth. And I want to share a little something about those times when it all seems to be a struggle, when we are trying our hardest to create a new thing in our lives, in our businesses, in our income, whatever it might be. And for some reason, it's just not happening, despite doing all the things that we've been advised that we should do in order to manifest change and manifest the things we want. So I had this wonderful question from one of my subscribers in the Living Journal, which is my mindset and manifesting subscription membership service. And basically for the last week, we've been running this manifesting challenge in the Living Journal, which has been really amazing. It's been such good energy in there. And I've invited the members to ask me questions, to give me Q&As to answer for them, so that we can dive a little bit deeper, get below the surface. Because one thing I often find in the world of manifestation is it can be kind of surface level advice that you come across, and you'll often feel like you have conflicting information. Sometimes it can feel quite kind of untethered, insubstantial. It can feel like you're just having to put an awful lot of trust in what people are telling you and not really understanding the mechanisms behind it all. So part of what I wanted to do in our challenge is really, really dive deep and really get into the neuroscience and psychology behind all of this stuff and say, well, this is how we know that our minds work. This is how we know that conscious creation works. And this is why. And these are the things that we need to do. And a lot of the time, what you might perceive as this push and pull, this kind of duality, whereby you're being told different things and you don't quite know which direction to turn, quite often it's that they're actually part of the same process and it's not opposites at all. It's things that work together, things that work in harmony together. But just having that level of understanding behind it can help you make both of those parts make sense together, and all of a sudden, rather than having this kind of weird duality that we have to hold, all of a sudden it feels a bit more like it's part of the same system, and you can understand like why you are being asked to think and feel and behave in a certain way. So that's been a lot of what we've been doing in this past week or so, and I just wanted to share with you today one of the Q&As that I have done for the group and dropped in there, all about basically when you are really trying hard to make the thing happen and you've lent into everything that you are being told that you should do and it just seems to not be happening still. So today's audio is from that question, and it's just going to dive into five reasons why that might be the case. Five reasons why you might be feeling really frustrated with your manifestation, conscious creation not working out as you would like it to. And I hope this really gives you some insights and some ideas for where you might just be able to shift things a little bit in your world to make that process easier and to make things start to come together for you. So I hope you enjoy this. If there's anything you want to share, if you have any questions to ask yourself, I would love to have them. So just feel free to reach out via my website, www.abigail-rogers.com, and you can get in touch with me there. You can also find out more information about the Living Journal on that website at abigail-rogers.com/living-journal. Hope you enjoy this and I will see you there. So really fantastic question here for you, which I think most of us will identify with. And maybe this has happened to you once or twice. Maybe this seems to be what's happening for you on an ongoing basis. And I've definitely been sat in this for a long, long time in the past. So the question is, I've tried manifesting before, connected to the emotion of the vision, cried and laughed with that vision and what it looks like, but it hasn't happened yet. What might I be doing wrong? Okay, simple answer is you're not doing anything wrong. So let's take all that guilt and pressure off. It's not working, but there's a good reason for that. And the guilt and the pressure just tends to push things further away rather than help them come together for you. It can be so frustrating when the thing you want isn't forthcoming. Oh my goodness, I could have written the book on this one. Human nature is to want the thing and want the thing right now, but conscious creation doesn't always work that way. There are several reasons for that. Firstly, it can be that the vision doesn't really, truly, 100% align with our current beliefs and values. When this happens, we might be pulling something closer with one hand and pushing it away with the other. So, like, I really want to create an incredible non-profit, but I can't get on board with the idea of receiving money or me being a leader, for example. Or, like, I really want to lose weight and get fit, but I still see myself and talk to myself as though I'm out of control with my eating and I'm lazy. Lovely things we say to ourselves, aren't they? Perhaps it would be worth you just kind of checking in with your vision and just seeing if there is anything lurking in the background that might be pushing that thing away for you. Anything, firstly, in terms of fears, because that's always a big push factor, but also just in terms of those values. Is there anything that doesn't align? Often money is a really big one. Or in terms of, like, how we're going to make it work with our family, with our careers, with our other relationships, or just with our busy lives at the moment. So just be honest with yourself about what those push factors might be. Second reason can be that the pieces are actually assembling behind the scenes ever so slowly and without you being able to see them. And you can't see it coming yet, but it is happening. This might be more familiar for those of you in business. Every little action you take towards the thing that you want is creating a little ripple in the world. It's spreading out. It's influencing something somewhere. And that might be the smallest of effects. You might put something out there, completely forget about it, and it can come back to you later on as those effects start to add together and accumulate. It could be just another person seeing what you do on social media, for example, or a inverted commas failed launch that actually piqued some interest and taught you some valuable lessons for the future. Maybe you had a conversation with somebody once upon a time that you completely forgotten about, but they've remembered and it's coming back to you. Maybe the ripples have just reinforced to you that you definitely want to do the thing. And the more of those little ripples we create, the more they start to build and shift things, and eventually they become the wave. They become the big noticeable wave that sweeps us away, in a good way. So eventually we see the effect as it all comes together. And one day an opportunity or whatever it was we wanted appears, and it seems to be miraculously out of the blue, but it's not. It's gradually been coming your way all the time. Part of manifesting is often just trusting that that is happening and leaning into it and positively expecting that the thing is definitely going to happen, and that keeps those ripples coming. Third thing I'd check in with is, did you get really specific about it? So often when things we wanted haven't happened yet, it's because we haven't been super specific about exactly what we want or when we want it. Without setting a specific timeline, it can be a little bit like an open-ended question. So if you haven't done it, setting a when helps your higher brain to realise that this is a serious consideration. This is something to do now and make happen now, in the near future. And things had better get moving. So our filter in our brain, our priority system starts to shift things that align with what we want. up the priority list, it starts to bring them to the fore and make them appear to happen much faster. So try and make it a firm but fair deadline, and try and get really clear on the specifics. If you've been a little bit wishy-washy in the past and like, that'd be quite cool, try and just see if you can pad out a bit more detail. Also checking in with, have you taken action or followed up on the opportunities that have come your way? And I had to get honest with myself, really honest about this one with myself a little while ago. I did a lot of connecting with my vision, a lot of feeling into it, a lot of waiting, a lot of wishing, and then getting really frustrated that it wasn't happening and it was happening for other people. Why wasn't it happening for me? The shift came when I realised that as much as we do create our world through our thoughts, we then have to take the actions. And sometimes those are the uncomfortable actions that we kind of ignore and pretend aren't coming through to us as things that we need to do. Those are often the actions that will start to translate those thoughts into reality. Not the easy stuff necessarily. I mean, it's nice for it to be easy. It's nice for everything to be in flow and doors to just open. But also sometimes we do have to kind of jump to get through those doors. Manifesting isn't just about putting it out there and waiting and hoping, as is so very often portrayed. Yes, we can do that. And yes, we might get results. But for me, the results have come far more quickly and effectively. And I've noticed this for my clients over the years as well. Things happen much more quickly, much more effectively when we get really intentional about aligning our actions with the things we want to create. And that's daily actions. It's showing up as the person who has that thing that we want on a daily basis. Yes, sometimes miracles do happen, but we've often got to be the catalyst which ignites them and allows those miracles to come through. Last one. You might just be trying too hard. You may have caught my earlier answer on the things that I do to manifest and talking about manic manifesting, or when we shift from happy, excited, positive feelings and lightness and all the good things into a place of anxiety and stress and frustration and heaviness. And when will it happen? Why is it happening for everybody else? That kind of energy, unfortunately, tends to push things further away rather than helping us to create them. So if you feel like that's going on for you, I would really, really recommend just trying to make peace with the fact that the thing is coming, trusting it's on its way. That's something we often have to practice. It's not always easy at first, but play the game of, if I did know this was coming, how would that feel? How would that shift my mood and what I'm doing now? And just try to let go of that worrying about it not coming yet. One good way to do that as well is to remind ourselves just how fortunate we already are. If it's money that we're seeking to manifest, for example, reminding ourselves that we're already supported by money rather than noticing what money isn't there all the time. Reflecting on how money's always been there for us, that we currently do have enough, that there's plenty of it all around just waiting to find its way to us, and doing anything we can to remind ourselves of that is super powerful. Like, often we don't see what's right under our noses, and it's not unusual for us to be worrying about attracting in a big sum of money and we've completely forgotten something that's in a bank account somewhere, you know. So disproving what our minds are telling us about the absence of the thing that we want and the danger that that puts us in reminds ourselves that we're okay and that everything is working out. So try and notice those stories your mind is telling you and say, is that really true? What's a more positive spin I can put on my current reality? And that can help us really restore our peace and come back to a more solution-oriented, receptive place where it just becomes easy to see those actions we need to take and for the things to start coming our way without us pushing it all away. So I hope that has been helpful and insightful today. And if you want to find out more about the Living Journal, as I mentioned earlier, just head to www.abigail-rogers.com/Living Journal. And you can find out all about it there. And you can sign up to try us free for 14 days if you decide there's something you would like to do. I would love to have you there. See you soon.